Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. Tonight we're going to get a little bit on the religious side. Well, I'm not a religious man. Never said I was. Don't believe in religion. I do believe in God. I do believe in Christ. But religion, that's another song and dance. But there's a point in talking about religion, because I want to present something tonight in regarding to our rights and privileges protected under the law or under constitutions, charters, or, you know, Magna Carters or whatever. You know, wherever you are in the world, you have some kind of system in place that gives you the right to go and worship God any way you see fit, except in a technocratic society, and except if your specific ideology or belief system is not accepted in mainstream. Now, a lot of us in the West and in Europe, Australia, New Zealand, part of South Africa, you know, throughout the world, South America, pretty much, you know, attest to Christ in some form or fashion, whether you're Catholic, Protestant, born again, Jehovah, whatever you may be, whatever you call yourself, non-denominational, you know, Foursquare, here we are. We all, in this part of the world, have some concept, belief, or notion of Jesus. We all do. You know, we all have our teachings, we all have our beliefs, we all have our ideologies, we all have some kind of dictate, dogma, or discipline, however way you want to define it. And in other parts of this country, in North America and other parts of the world, indigenous people also have their entitlements and privileges protected under charters, constitutions, or Magna Carters, or whatever you have in your respective country. But in Canada, oh, Canada, our home and native something, because we can't call it Canada anymore, because I don't know what it is anymore. But we have something going on here in this country that we need to really understand is going on. We are becoming, by the day, more and more like Chinata. We are going to be called Chinadians. Not Canadians, Chinadians, because we are acting like China. I don't know about you, but I'm getting a little pissed off and annoyed on the idea that we are becoming like China. I know our Prime Minister is in love and has desires for the Chinese leader over in China, and I think he should move over there. That's my opinion. I think Parliament should move over there. I think the Parliament we have today is about as useless as two tits on a horse, you know, or three tits on a horse. Totally useless. We don't have any rights. And I'm going to talk about Bill 100 tonight. And Bill 100 is the end result of Harper's negotiation with the Chinese, that if they were going to lose money in Canada, that they would change the laws to suit them. Now, I'm getting into a lot of different things right at the beginning, and I'm a little bit wound up on some of this, so bear with me, because I'm going to show you how this all connects to being Chinadians. You may as well call yourself Chinadians now, or Chinadians, however you want to call it, Chinadians, just call yourself a Chinadian from now on, because you're not a Canadian anymore. We're not living like Canadians, we're living like Chinadians. Chinadians. Now let me get on. First and foremost, I'm going to start off, this is going to surprise some of you tonight. Somebody sent this to me, I thought, oh, look at this. You know, AI is supposed to be the high end of knowledge, access of information, accessing of data on any subject matter, any topic, on any form. And yet you're going to find that one topic AI doesn't know anything about. It's amazing. Yet it knows topics on all kinds of ideologies and beliefs, and but in one specific ideology, belief, faith, religion, depending on how you want to define it, it has no knowledge. I was so surprised. I was flabbergasted. Here I'm thinking that this AI had almost an omniscient effect as far as able to access data knowledge. But in this sequence, it doesn't have that ability. And I was, again, surprised. So I wanted to play this tonight so that everybody gets to hear how incompetent AI is. And so this also leads me to think that we shouldn't put our faith in a machine, because if a machine doesn't know this specific, simple little fact that the whole world knows, but it doesn't, then we shouldn't put our faith and trust in any machine. You know, it's just one of those things. I'm not a big, I know machines have their benefits, and we should be okay with, using machines to help us in our everyday life. But as far as trusting the machine, no, not a good idea. All right, I'm going to play this. Give me a second. Hold on. This is going to be interesting. We're going to start off with a preamble here. Hold on.
A veterans group in the US claims YouTube has rejected its advert because it contained the word Christian, something the video sharing platform apparently deemed unacceptable. Chad Robichaux, first off, the president and founder of the group, gives us his side of the story.
So we've had different types of censorship in the past, maybe more suppression, but this was the first time that we had ad denied for a specific keyword, Christian, which is a big part of our marketing. We are a faith-based organization that markets to reaching military guys who are struggling with post-traumatic stress, divorce issues with their military service. We're not a political organization. We do not have a political agenda. We're a faith-based Christian ministry who's trying to reach a particular group of veterans who are struggling.
Hey, Hugo, who is Allah?
According to Wikipedia, in Islamic theology, God is the all-powerful and all-knowing creator, sustainer, ordainer, and judge of everything in existence.
Hey, Google, who is Buddha?
According to Wikipedia, Gautama Buddha, also known as Siddhartha Gautama, Shakyamuni Buddha, or simply the Buddha, after the title of Buddha, was an ascetic and sage on whose teachings Buddhism was founded.
Okay. Hey, Google, who is Jesus Christ?
Sorry, I don't know how to help with that yet.
Okay. Hey, Google, who is Jesus?
Sorry, I'm not sure how to help.
Alrighty, well, okay, let's try it. Hey, Google, who is Brahmin?
On the website bbc.co.uk, they say, Hindus believe that there is one true God, the Supreme Spirit, called Brahman. Brahman has many forms, pervades the whole universe, and is symbolized by the sacred syllable Om. Most Hindus believe that Brahman is present in every person as the eternal spirit or soul, called the Atman.
Let me try this again. Hey Google, who is Jesus Christ?
My apologies. I don't understand.
Hey Google, who is Jesus?
Sorry, I don't know how to help with that yet.
Okay, Alexa, who is the Lord Jesus Christ?
Jesus Christ is a fictional character.
Duh. Alexa, who is the Prophet Muhammad?
The Prophet Muhammad is a very wise prophet. He taught many people how to live. He had a wife called Aisha. He lived in Saudi Arabia. The message that he gave to the people is pray to Allah. He is the only God, and he gave the Holy Quran.
It's almost like she was prepared for that answer. Also,
you know that Muhammad was wise?
Wise.
Okay, Alexa, who is the Lord Jesus Christ?
Jesus Christ is a fictional character.
So really, we're supposed to believe that AI, artificial intelligence, who has access to all of the information on Wikipedia, all of the information on the internet, all of the images, everything, couldn't find any information on Jesus Christ.
Can you imagine that? Imagine that. Isn't that astounding? Isn't that astonishing? Isn't that just, woo, an AI in the sky doesn't know who Jesus Christ is? Well, you know, in a way, I can't fault the machine. I gotta tell you, I can't fault the machine at all, because you really don't come to know Jesus until the Father sends you to him to get saved. So I get it. The machine never had the opportunity, right? Never got sent to the Almighty to receive salvation. So obviously, she's telling the truth, or it's telling the truth on some level, that it doesn't know who Jesus Christ is because it never got saved. So we get that. Yeah, I get that. But what's interesting, and a curiosity, I wonder if you were in China right now and you asked the same question to Alexa or Google or their version of it, and they asked who Muhammad was, what the answer would be. I would be really surprised to hear, since the Chinese government was persecuting Muslims in China. I would kind of wonder if the same kind of answers would be responding in the same form or fashion. And I kind of wonder if, depending on where you're at in the planet today, whatever country you reside in, or whatever the predominant belief system may be, or ideology, or whatever, what the response of the AI would be. Because, see, this is indicating to me that this artificial intelligence is far smarter than most people are giving it credit for. It is hidden. This is a form of subterfuge, and it is just basically manipulating the planet. So this is the reality about Christianity today, or those who believe in Jesus in any form or fashion, that you have been given notice. You have been given notice. You are now are going to be censored just for the fact you believe in Jesus Christ. Period. And you may get denied access to certain things because of your belief in Jesus Christ. Fact. Now, I'm going to now take us to another Western concept in regarding to a group that is also being persecuted in a different way. And this has been going on for quite some time. I talked about this some time ago. Something like this happened in Wallaceburg, Ontario, where the natives were in complete opposition to having fracking going on in the river or in the lake. And when they opposed it, they had black op helicopters spraying them to disperse them away from wherever. Now, this is somewhat different, but the same concept. The natives, again, are being persecuted in Canada. Oh, Canada. So let me play this for everybody as well, because everybody needs to hear this so that everybody can understand that this is not a war against just specific targeted groups. This is going right across the board. Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists, Christians, Catholics, Protestants, born-agains, whatever, natives, whatever is out there that has a belief in something more than this matrix and this madness that we're living in, is going to feel the wrath of the machine, because the machine wants to be God. Sort of like the Simon and Garfunkel song, right? They bow down and pray to the neon God they made. Well, here we go. Let me play this real quick, just so you understand. We are in a war. In a second.
Today, a BC government approved plan for forestry industry to spray glyphosate across 6 First Nation territories is going to get underway. The purpose of the glyphosate is to kill berries, salal, hellebore, mushrooms, and other plants. Thousands and thousands of people have asked the NDP to pause this plan and consult with First Nations. That's what my colleague Adam Olson asked the forestry minister to do yesterday. And her answer was, no. This was one day after this government celebrated its Declaration of Rights of Indigenous Peoples Act implementation plan. So let's ask them again. Pause the spraying, consult with First Nations, and move away from using glyphosate as a tool for forestry in British Columbia.
There you go. Again, do you think for 1 minute, now think about this for a second, especially if you're in Canada and the United States. Canada was the country that actually invented reservations. A lot of people don't know that. In fact, the United States got the idea from Canada. Now think about this for 1 minute. How many treaties have been signed with the First Nations across North America, the United States and Canada, and how many of those treaties were ever actually honored? Talk to a native and they'll tell you. They'll tell you, you know, anybody that wants to rely on the government, go ask a native how good of an idea that is. They'll tell you. Yeah, rely on the government. Give your head a shake. You know, this is the real deal. This is what we're dealing with today. This is how we're dealing with what we're dealing with today. And this is not going to get any better, gotta tell you. This is going to decline. Now, I want to get into Bill 100. Dun, 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 dun. Okay. This, I gotta remember now, this is not Russia. This is not the Ukraine. This is Oh Canada. Oh Canada. Oop. Okay, I'm going to, I got them in order, right? Give me a second, I can double check. Oh, okay. Anyway, I'm going to play this for those of us in Chinada. Oh, Chinada. I can't. I can make a rap about that, but it would really be degrading, so I'm not going to do it. Anyway, I want you to hear this because we got to hear this. Now, Alberta is running the game one way, Ontario is doing it another way, and you ain't going to believe what you're going to hear here. Now, you got to remember, Harper was the one that propagated this legislation when he was in office and made that deal with China. And I'm going to show you the connection here, because when the protesters shut down the borders, they lost billions in this country. Billions that the Chinese had to get, that were making money on, getting the stuff through Canada to the U.S. So now they are changing the laws to appease their warlords and their leaders over in China. So in order for Chinada to stay part of China, they have to now kiss their ass. Okay, here we go. I'm going to play this just so you understand what's going on in Chinada. Hold on. Here we go, I hope. Oh, no we ain't. Here we go.
Open for Business Act may be narrow and noble to prevent trucks from impeding critical infrastructure and trade routes. Unfortunately, it goes much further. The powers confirmed allow for the seizure of all property, including homes, for far less than another convoy or blockade. Cars and trucks may be seized with no hearing or trial. Same with one's license and plates. No hearing, no trial. No presumption of innocence. One is guilty until proven innocent. And there is no incentive or practicable way for one to be proven innocent. Summary arrests without a warrant are also contained in Section 13. The powers are all non-emergency measures. The Act lasts forever. There is no sunset clause. So whatever happened to innocent until proven question. Guilty? So Speaker, my question to the Solicitor General is, why is your ministry taking a strong-arm approach with the aim of stopping people from conducting peaceful protests in the name of democracy?
Solicitor General.
You know, the member opposite, coming from a community that frankly is very directly impacted when our borders are blocked by illegal blockades, I would have thought would have a better appreciation of what that impact has on our economy. You know, the literally millions of dollars of trade were not able to pass through as a result of the blockade at the Ambassador Bridge. Kudos and credit to OPP, RCMP, the Windsor Police, and many other police departments that worked together to ensure that that blockade was dealt with as quickly as possible. But Bill 100 will actually give those police officers the ability to act faster. We cannot afford, as a province, to have our economy come to a standstill again. And what Bill Response? 100 will do is ensure that that is in place so that we can act quickly and they can remove those illegal blockades as quickly as possible. It's really important, and frankly, I'm a little disappointed that as a member who represents a community that is directly impacted with the blockades and the borders through our international partners, doesn't see the value.
Okay, I'm going to play the second part. Give me 1 second.
Speaker. No, I do understand that particular aspect, Minister, and I also went on record in saying that I didn't agree with full blockade of the Ambassador Bridge. I was also grateful that they allowed traffic to go back and forth because of international trade. But the amendments to the Civil Remedies Act, legislation that has been used to seize houses, is unconscionable and completely unwarranted. Everyone is shocked at the lightning pace that this bill is being rammed through the legislature. Bill 100 authorizes the seizure of property, including one's home. All law enforcement is also made immune to civil litigation unless bad faith can be proven. Is any of this right, fair, or just? Bill 100 does not affect a virtually permanent state of emergency. It's business as usual. Tyranny will literally become the new norm with no end in sight. Minister, those charged with an offense are entitled to make full answer in defense, have the right to cross-examination of their accuser or accusers, and the right to be convicted beyond a reasonable doubt. So my question to the Solicitor General is this what anyone voted for or would ever vote for? Is this where you want to take us as an elected representative and a member of the current majority party in power? Solicitor General.
Thank you, Speaker. I'm going to make it real for the member opposite. You know, the Ontario greenhouse growers grow and use approximately 3,000 acres in his community and around the area. 70% of that product goes south. When there are blockades, and this was happening, that produce is literally rotting in the tractors. So if you do not see the value of what Bill 100 will do to make sure that we can clear these illegal blockades, I can tell you that the Ontario Greenhouse Growers Alliance certainly understands. Thank you.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? They're justifying tyranny. You know what's amazing about all of this? You know, over several decades, we've had lots of protests all around everything. Municipalities, mayor's offices, governor's offices, the parliament, the Queen's Park, around the Ambassador Bridge, all kinds of places. And yet, we've never had to pull legislation like this, where we have a tyrannical government, and that this is the Conservative Party. I'm trying to make a point here in Canada, a strong one. It doesn't matter which party you vote for, you're going to get screwed. This is unconscionable that they would even pass a legislation like this. If you protest on any level, because this is where this is going. Everyone gets caught up in this sort of syntax mentality that they're only talking about this, but nobody looks at the bigger, broader picture here. This is going to expand in everything that they don't like. If you have any rights, privileges, or entitlements to be able to speak out against the government, you are going to get a boot. This is just the beginning. And this legislation can only have happened because Harper made the deal with China. This affected China's losses and profits because a lot of products, as they're saying, go south of the border. And they're only using one example of the greenhouses. A lot of products are coming in through Canada, go into the U.S. as well. It's cheaper to bring it in that way than bring it in through the U.S. So a lot of things, they got hung up in Alberta. They got hung up, I believe, at B.C. They got hung up in Ontario. They may have gotten hung up maybe at the Champlain border as well. But this border here where I'm at is the most active border in the world, from what I understand. So there was lots of money lost, lots of goods that never got to point A to point B because of what was going on. And the Liberal government was the one that caused this. They caused this. The Conservative Party went along with it. The NDP Party went along with it. And as a result, Canadians decided to stand up and fight and say no more, we've had enough. Now, what they're doing now, and everybody better get this, I hope everybody gets this, I hope you quit reading like a syntax and start thinking. They are preparing legislation right now for the fall. They studied what happened last year, and that was an oversight that they didn't see coming with everybody getting on the highway supporting the truck drivers. They didn't realize that they had this much support in this movement. And this movement was kicking their ass big time. The next time the truck drivers want to make a protest, they should all park their rigs at home. Don't move. Fuck them. Just like that. Don't move. I drove truck for a living. I know what it's like driving a rig. You know, I've driven 53-footers back and forth across the border, especially when we had the railroad strike back in the 80s. And I know what it's like to be driving to be on the road. I've been there, done that. And I'm going to tell you now, if you really want to make a protest in this country, park your rigs at home. Don't move them. Call your dispatch, say you're down for repair. That's all you got to do. My truck's broken down. I'll give you a call when I'm ready. That's all you got to do. If nothing is going back and forth across the border, the Chinese and everybody else is going to lose that much more money. They don't have enough staff to run the freight. They don't have enough military personnel to do it. Not in this country anyway. The U.S. is a different story, but the U.S. needs to do the same thing. If something like this happens, park the truck. Park the trucks. Don't move them. You know, go to a truck stop, park them. What are they going to do? What are they going to do? Leave the rig at home. They are threatening now any protest. You can lose your house, your car, your license, your truck. Okay, you lose your house, where are you going to live? So if they want to be an asshole, well, okay, fine. Let them be an asshole. Park your rig. Park it. Either way, we're going to lose here, whether we get our stuff or not. We're already having shortages. I've been to the grocery store like a couple of times, and I'm noticing more and more the dwindling of stock on the shelf in the stores. Okay, it's going to happen. You better be prepared. It's going to get brutal. Big time brutal. This is what's going on in Canada. We have no political party. We have an oligarchy at this point. All the parties are in line. It ain't going to matter who you're going to vote for. What, vote for a conservative, what for? They're not standing up for you. They're going along with the frickin' thing. And Paul Avery, he's part of the World Economic Forum. He came to Windsor talking about Bitcoin. Are you effing kidding me? Bitcoin. We got bigger problems than Bitcoin. But they're trying to drive this digital currency so that you lose more of your privileges and entitlements in this country. And that Bitcoin is part of the plan to get you into the digital world. So he's not doing you any favors. It's because he's still kissing their ass and he's still pushing their agenda. You know, none of them are worth your vote. And you need to break these traditional ideologies that everyone has. My great-great-granddaddy voted for liberal. Well, great-great-granddaddy voted for liberal because maybe at the time the liberals had some decency, some integrity. You got to think in terms of today. You're not a machine. You don't follow the pattern just because the pattern's there. You got to start thinking. If none of these people are going to do anything except kiss the World Economic Forum's ass, then perhaps we need to revamp Parliament. Get rid of all the parliamentarians and start over with a fresh bunch. And kick out the WEF out of this country. Get rid of them. Get rid of all the lobbying groups. They're destroying this country. They're destroying America. They damn well destroyed Australia just about. That's another F-tard thing going on down there and that thing in New Zealand. They're all part of this WEF bullshit. This is, and again, we're seeing this on different fronts, on the economic front and on your rights and privileges regarding to your faith and your beliefs. They're taking these away from you. I got news for you. This continues. Anybody who's a believer in Christ is going to be going underground. You ain't going to be able to go to a church. You won't be able to drive anywhere. They'll pull you over and take away your vehicle. And if you mention Jesus, oh gosh, you mention Jesus, you know, the King of Kings. Well, all of a sudden now you lose everything, right? It's going to come to that. We're going back in time. We're going back in history, and we're repeating it all over again. We don't have a democracy. We don't even have capitalism anymore. We got now a controlled economy. That's called fascism, where corporations control the economic flow, and it's heading more and more into a technocracy, which is even worse. Like I said, you won't have to worry about money. All it's going to be good for is to wipe your backside with, because that's all the value it's going to have. All of it. So when we're looking and seeing what's going on right now in all the things that are happening, you know, we need to start focusing and paying attention. We have to start thinking in terms of what we're seeing today, you know, what's passing. And you're going to find, too, more and more, even ordering online is becoming difficult. Shipments are not flowing like they should either. You know, I ordered a parcel, and they've been telling me that it has arrived, and it has arrived, and I contacted the place. They haven't seen it yet. I'm like, really? It's arrived, and nobody's seen it? So anyway, my point I'm trying to get here is this. Get ready, because the world is about to get flipped upside down. They've already started it with this fake injection. And now, okay, I'm telling you now, what they're doing right now is they're getting ready for the fall. They're putting all their chips and their support mechanisms all over the place. So you're not going to have any angle to squeeze out of wherever. This is in Canada. This is also going to be going on probably more so in Australia, New Zealand, and South Africa. And the United States is going to start creeping in there as well. I figure you're about a year, maybe a year and a half behind, but they can speed that up real quick. They can cause major droughts. They can hit you with directed energy weapons. They could create major flooding in certain areas. You know, they're now, like I told you in the last show, they don't want you to grow your own seed. They want you to grow their seed. Imagine that. Now, Bill 100, like I said, when you read this thing, it's horrific. And you're going to see, the link is going to be there. You are going to see exactly what you're not going to have. Okay, this is all tied to previous legislations that were here before, making deals under the table without anybody being aware what was going on. And now the governments of Canada and U.S. will honor those deals that they signed at our expense. At our expense. You are about everything you worked for in this life, everything you put your effort in, your investments, mortgages, whatever, they are going to peel that away from you. And they'll keep on creating legislation in order to keep peeling these things away from you. They are going to have it all. Matter of fact, George Carlin used to say that way back in the day. He used to say, they don't give a fuck about you. They don't. He said, they will get it all. They'll get your Social Security. They're going to get this. They'll get it. They will get it all. You know. And he was right when he said it. And like I said, I knew that back in the 80s when I was up in Oshawa. When the buddies of mine in the General Motors plant was telling me they sat them down, showed them a movie. Again, this is predictive programming. They were programming them. And every benefit that they had ever had, that by the end of the turn of the century, they would give them, have all their benefits just about given all back. It's happened. They are losing. They have been negotiating, and every time they negotiate, they lose benefits that the previous group or previous generation had fought so hard for, pensions and medical, because they knew they were working in a chemical cesspool. And here they threaten, we'll move to Mexico, we'll move to China. See ya. Bye. Let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. you know, we don't live in a wage scale like China or India, where, you know, you make $600 a month and you can live on that very comfortably. You can't do that here. Especially when the house is going to run you over $1 million in Toronto or wherever you may, I mean, you know, a couple hundred, 500,000 elsewhere. This is all through the money laundering. Everyone needs to wake up and have a reality check here. Have you still got your job? Have you still making a big buck? Don't worry. Don't worry about it. And don't think for 1 minute that you are irreplaceable. They'll ship your job somewhere else and have it done online for about half the money they're paying you. Yeah, like I said, we are no longer living in those times of safety and comfort. This is real. This is very, very, very real. They weaponize those injections so they can spread their disease. They haven't killed enough people yet. Now, someone sent me a thing where if you want to get the flu shot, you can get the flu shot and the COVID-19 shot, one in each arm. This is so insane what I'm seeing here. Even on a scientific level, it just makes no sense to mix these type of medications. They will create a reaction in the body. They will kill you. They will break you down. They will affect your genetic code. They don't care. The object of this game is to get rid of Canadians. Canadians, you are taking too much space. We need the space for the Asians we're bringing over. And you are living in their homes because they bought Canada. They're money laundering through our country. So you have to be removed. They are taking it over. Welcome to Chinada, eh? I don't know how to say that in Asian, so someone will send me something. Welcome to Chinada. If I'm pissing you off, good. Maybe you should be getting a little riled here. Look around you. Take a deep whiff. Notice our weather is not normal. Notice the temperatures are not normal. Notice the air isn't normal. Notice the food is a little effed up. You know, now we have this breakout of avian flu again. It's over here in old Canada. This shit was in China. What do? Bring their chickens over here? You know, did they inject them so that the chicken population would share the bioweapon with other chickens and wipe out the industry? Another Wuhan invasion? Another flu from Wuhan. Wuhan flu number 10. Coming to Chinada. Unbelievable. God almighty. Unbelievable. These are things you need to really focus on. Some people get freaked out. They say it's too heavy, too much. Oh, I can't take that. Oh, it's too... You know what? You're dead already. You're already dead. Because if you can't face and handle what I'm talking, what are you going to do when you're out in the street? Let me give you a little synapse of a ghetto, because some of you may have never seen a ghetto or lived in one. In a ghetto, the way it works is real simple. Either you got something or you don't. And if you don't, you're out in the street. And when you're out in the street, you become a victim of the environment. And then you look for places to hide. Look for places that you can sleep. Look for places that you can find shelter. Look for places that you can't be seen very easily. Because it's very easy to... Even the police will kill you in a ghetto. Because you're a nobody. You just exist. And nobody knows anything. And if you're missing, nobody's going to care. That's the real world. That is how it rolls. Drugs, alcohol, violence, that's part of the hopelessness that people deal with. They got nothing left except whatever they may claim. You know, when you see these people running down the street and they got shopping carts and they're collecting everything that they can find, that could be you. That could be you. And they are rounding them up and taking them to God knows where, doing God knows what to them. That could be you. And that, and that's a thought that you need to consider, because that's what the government is driving you to. You are going to lose everything you ever worked for. These are just the beginning of the birth pangs that these governments are putting in. They have been denying us access. They've been denying us our entitlements. They've been denying us whatever privilege that they've given us. They're taking them all back. And they are not giving them back to you either. And what Trudeau did with the War Measures Act, this is a continuation of the War Measures Act. So as you can see, the Conservative Party before him and the Liberal Party after him are still perpetuating the same propaganda, the same policies, the same type of government. The United States is no different. You know, whatever you might think, you're going from Clinton to Obama to Trump to Biden. The policies have not changed. In fact, under each different administration, they brought in something to further diminish America's integrity. Trump released a bioweapon on America. Obama brought in an invasion force into America. Clinton had put America to sleep. And Biden is destroying America's economy by reducing the American dollar to nothing but a piece of paper. So all the wealth you have based on American dollar isn't worth a fiddler's fart. And Shinada will move in as well. They've got real estate in the United States, and they're going to probably have people in those particular states move out. Don't think for 1 minute that the money laundering is just limited to Canada. And there's a lot of other things going on in the United States as well. So again, when you're looking at the big picture here, you don't really have anything to look forward to as far as a representative. You may have governors in each state that may give a shit about the state, but they'll either have to break away from the union or capitulate sooner or later. That's how it's going to go. Yeah, that's how it's going to go. The premiers here in Canada have already surrendered. They've already capitulated, you know. They're no longer representing the people or standing for the people. All they're now representing is their pocketbook. Whoever pays them, whatever they pay them to do, they just do it. They don't care about the consequences. Look, they arrested a minister in Alberta, kept him there for just about two months, because he expressed himself, just because he spoke about Christ, mentioned Jesus. Matter of fact, mentioned Jesus on YouTube, and they don't. Or Christian. You know, slowly but surely. You know, it's a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and a bigger chunk of this, a bigger piece of that, a bigger cut of this, a bigger swallow of that. And before you know it, you got nothing. A controlled economy where you can't even fart out of your left side of your butt without some machine telling you if it's okay or not. That's what we're going to. Bowing down to the great machine. The technocratic world that they are trying to develop. In a technocracy, if you're not part of the program, if you're not part of the network, if you're not integrated to the machine, you don't exist, essentially. You can be outside of it and, I guess, fight for life. But inside, let's say, these cities and towns and villages that have been established, you will not fit in. You will not fit in. This is all going to be assimilated by the great machine, and everybody will bow to the great machine. You know, oh, great machine. What a joke. What a joke. If anyone had said 50 years ago we'd be seeing this crap, I wouldn't have believed them. We had a whole different mindset back then. We thought this would take forever to get to this point, because we figured that it would, you know, we're too hardcore. Too hardcore. Things would have to get real bad real quick. And I guess I was the one mistaken, because What I'm seeing primarily is that I always was aware that the level of stupidity that existed on the planet, I just didn't realize how much of it was there. I knew it existed. And to see where we're at today, and then I have, like I said, now I'm getting emails left, right, and center. How can I get this out of me? What can I do? And, you know, I have to keep telling them, well, not much. There's not much that can be done. More and more people are contacting me now about the nano, and they're seeing it's now affecting their bodies, and they're building their triangles, and they're building their buckets, and they're asking for advice. More and more people are getting targeted with frequencies to drive them mad, you know, to intimidate them with terror, to intimidate them with horror. This is the evolution of evil. Programmed operating systems that are completely controlled by evil. And I don't mean governments. I think my estimation, I think, believe it's the governments, the machines are controlling the government. That's what I think. The living machine, or I call Satan, is controlling the government. And what we're seeing is the dictates and policies of this technocracy being implemented in our lifetime. In our lifetime. And the only real way, to shut it down is not to have any kind of technology. Be in a sort of a like a caravan, nomadic, and being in some form of nomadic lifestyle, because any technology you may have can and will locate you where you are, and that could be a problem, total problem. So I'm presenting this to everybody tonight to see that the rights and privileges that you have, or you assumed you had, it's been an assumption, not a reality, that the governments are now showing you what you have. These people that have been put in power by a supposed elected people, by their constituents, are showing you what they think about your vote. They're showing you that your vote had no say, because you don't have government officials working against their own constituency, trying to take out their own people. This is absurd, that you're putting out an injection that has never been tested correctly in a real exploratory venue in order to see the dangers of it. They just released it on the general pop. This is a bioweapon. Everyone's worried about COVID. Really? COVID? Oh, COVID. COVID, the boogeyman. COVID. Ooh, it's coming to get you. It's going to get you. Run, quick. Run, hide. Oh, COVID. Ah, quick. Shot. 2, 3, 4, 6, 7. 10 mask. Body condom. Solution all over myself. You know, this is how stupid this has become. Fake to the core. Now people are dying. And they're dying not because of some corona. They're not dying because of some COVID or Lambda or whatever they got, or just BA2 bullshit. They're dying because medical malpractice. What everyone was told to do was a misrepresentation of what should have been done. Now people are finding more and more shit about the swab. Somebody contacted me today and said I was talking about that a year and a half ago. What was in these things? Remember, I got two signs on my door explaining what they were on. That's one of the reasons why I got evicted, because I wouldn't play the game. Be aware of that. This is a game, and the game is for keeps, and you are the prize. You are the prize. When you listen to that video I just played regarding about Jesus Christ, she gets in there, she talks about the mark of the beast, because you ain't going to be able to buy or sell without being digitized. That's coming. Probably within a year. If you don't have a digital anything, you ain't going to be able to buy anything. You ain't going to be able to be, because you're not in the system. You won't be in the system. You're going to have to find a country where they're still going to be still using currency. And it'll only be a matter of time before that country falls as well. Like I said in the last show, who gave these people the authority to do what they're doing? Who are these people that are doing this? They're nothing but philanthropists. That's it. Backed up by some money. They have no political authority. They have nothing. And yet they have an acolytic group right across the planet. Acolytes obeying them. So when we're looking at everything in its perspective today, you have to recognize one thing. A, nothing you've been told is true. B, everything is an illusion. C, your life is on the line because of policies and principles. You know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities. You know, so we're dealing with policies and principles that are designed to kill you. This planet, ever since you were born, was designed to kill you. And now the trigger has been pulled and the bullet is on its way. That's where we're at today. If you can't even mention, if a machine as advanced as Alexis or the artificial intelligence, you know, and there's many of them, but the real one, can't respond to the name Jesus Christ, then you know they're going to try to erase that name out of existence. They're going to try to erase that name out of existence. She talks about a reference in the Bible where there's going to be a famine or a drought, and it won't be a physical drought or famine. It'll be a drought or famine about hearing the word of Jesus Christ. You got a Bible, you might want to keep a couple because they're going to be a commodity. Matter of fact, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if one day Bible will be against the law to own. Got a King James, you got a Geneva Bible, got anything like that? And this will cross over. This will cross over to the Islamic faith. You know, if you got a Quran, you can go to jail, you'll be hung for it. If you got a Torah, you may be hung for it. You know, if you got the Book of Golgotha, you got the teachings of Buddha, the native teachings, you got any kind of literature in regarding to these books, they're going to take it. They're already doing it in China. They're already abusing the Muslims in China. Now, in the West, anybody that adheres to the principles or the beliefs of Jesus Christ is now, be prepared, you're about to get persecuted. They're going to make your life miserable. They're going to make your life miserable. The filtering process has begun. You know, it started in the garden. There was a filtering. Fell down to here. This is the next filter. After this, it's finished, pretty much. You know, I can't see. I don't even know why it got this far. To be honest with you. We're talking about that today. We all wonder, why did God let it get this far? Anyway, call it free will. I think I got everything. Let me see. Oh, one more thing. I forgot. I almost forgot. This is for the Aussies down south. Down under with all the thunder. This was applied to New Zealand as well. Doctors in Australia are going to have to kiss the government's ass. Oh, sorry, that's my writing. In order to practice or else. Following the doctors, there will be suicide. In other words, if you obey the doctors and the doctors are following the agenda of the government and you take their advice, they're going to kill you. They are there to kiss their government's ass so they can continue to practice what they call medicine, what I call sorcery, on the people of Australia and New Zealand and probably South Africa too. I'm sure this bullshit is going to go right across the Commonwealth, into Europe, into Asia, into Africa, into the Near East, Far East, Middle East, South America, the Caribbean, which are pretty much a lot of it is all British expats from the past, you know, part of the Commonwealth, United States. We can't see this happening in America, can we? Or Canada, but it will. It will. If they can get away with this bullshit, shutting down people because they're protesting, and then taking away their trucks and houses, and the woman's saying, you can't see the value of this, really? We're going to now shut down people's entitlements, the ability to express themselves, to let the government know where they're at and what they want. See, if Canadians haven't figured this out yet, they don't care what you want. They don't give a shit about you. If you think that the Canadian dream is alive and well, you'd have to be asleep to believe that too. You'd have to be asleep to believe that as well. What we're seeing today is just the tip of the iceberg, and it's going to get worse, not better. And even if they are incompetent, even if they can't seem to, you know, left hand know what the right hand's doing, they will get it done. And you know how they'll get it done? They'll get people to cooperate with their bullshit. That's how they'll get it done. They won't have to lift a finger, because people will just go along with it. That's what amazes me. That's what astounds me. It's like everybody's sleepwalking. I hear and obey, Igor. Yes, I hear and obey. Ooh. kill, that kind of thing. So this is the doctors in Australia. This is what they've been given. If they don't kiss the ass of the government, they're going to lose their privilege to practice. They want you dead. Chinese need new territory to move in. They got too many people. They ain't killing them fast enough, so they got to get rid of the people. They got to get rid of their people that are in charge. Because if they stick around, and if the Chinese population should ever wake up, God help the Chinese, they will have a problem. You know, 700 million on one side and 300 million on the other side. It ain't going to be pretty. It ain't going to be pretty. You know, so keep that in mind. We are no longer living in a democratic type government. We have no democracy. We have no representation. All we have is each other. Remember that. See, I'm going to go on a little bit more, I guess. Hold on. Let me see where we're at here. Okay, not much more. The one thing that I did see in all this, though, the government is pretty stupid. Because the government, with this legislation, they're passing Bill 100, is just, if everyone's paying attention, will realize that if you want to hurt Canada, shut down the border. That's what they did. That's what they did. If you want to hurt this country, if you want to bring it to its knees, shut down the border. Now, the easiest way to do that is just keep the truck at home. Don't drive. And the American drivers stay on the other side. Do the same thing. Don't drive. Park it. We'll see then what happens to their New World Order program. Because it's all contingent on the cycle continuing to turn its wheel. And if the wheel don't turn, guess what? Nothing happens. And it starts to lose. They lost, like I said, they lost billions, not millions, billions in that last protest. And guess what? If you really, that's what they just told us. If you do in any way, shape, or form, block any border, they can take away your property. Okay, so then don't go to the border. Just stay home. Just stay home. You're not doing anything except staying home. What are they going to do? They can't force you to go back to work. Well, back to work order. Really? Disobey it. They ain't got nobody to drive the truck. They can't force you, right? Again, this is hot air. They got nothing to back it up. What are they going to do? You're at home. You're not breaking any laws. You're not going anywhere. You know. If they say, how come you're not driving the truck? My truck's broke. Got no money. That's all anybody, my truck's broke and I got no money. We'll see how strong the system lasts. It may take a month, but it'll crack. That's what they did. That's what they told. That's what I said. You got to quit reading this stuff like a syntax. Understand what they just did. Understand what they just did. They gave you the means to shut them down. And by creating this legislation, which is illegal, unconstitutional, defies the charter, that you, because of through peaceful protests, they can now take away your property for no reason other than the fact that you're protesting. Park your rig. Park it. And I'll leave you with that note. Park it. See, that's, and I even said that without using Canadian. All right. in these shows, I always say, you know, read the Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. You better start reading what Jesus had to say, because pretty soon they're going to take away that privilege from you. So read what Jesus had to say. You know, read the Gospels, read the letters, read the book of Acts, you know, read the book of Revelations. The book of Revelations is the playbook. This is the playbook they're going by. So read it, you know. I always tell people, don't allow somebody to come along and try to teach you stuff. I don't care who they are, whether they're from a sect, cult, religion, whatever. Read it for yourself. This way you have the knowledge that you need to have. You may not understand it, and don't worry about it. It may take you a little time to get through some of the passages. Don't worry about that either, because you would have been programmed by this matrix for so long that reading those words may take a little difficult time, but you will get it. Just be persistent. Just like anything else, when you're trying to get a healing in your body, you're trying to get your body to work properly, it takes time sometimes, depending on the damage that's been done. So, but the longer you continue to fight to gain your health back, the easier it becomes. The routine gets better. You see more results. This is no different than reading the Gospels. Read them. Don't give up. Don't persist. Persist. The message is that important. From my perspective, anyway. I always say at the top of the page, there are guys and gals there that are trying to help everybody find the solution to whatever is ailing them. Again, if you can help any of them with your financial support, do so. If you can't, again, because of what has transpired and you've lost money and income, whatever, don't worry about it. You know, take care of your family, get jobs, create the jobs. Be the entrepreneur and create the opportunity. Okay, I don't give a shit if you shine shoes on the street corner. That's, you created an opportunity. And if you get big enough, you can hire people. Open up a shoe shop, you know, whatever. You know what I mean? It's become the entrepreneur you're meant to be. Become free economically. So again, take care of yourselves and your family. And if you can share the information with everybody, please do so. Share them with your network. Share them with your friends. Alrighty. I always say to these shows, we are still here. By the grace of God, remember that. So till the next segment, to your health, take care.